Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Julia Roberts, another actor, very
Wow.
famous woman actor. She's a 3-5 emotional generator. She's on the right angle cross of the unexpected in the quarter of duality, second color, left fixed. She has an electromagnetic 6447. She's a triple split, so that's split off from this 31-7 that's completely unconscious. And then she has all of defense. She has a conscious 59-6 and a conscious 50-27, with the 27 also having an unconscious activation.
Yeah, triple split definition. Very kind of driven in a way to get out there. Fine purpose. You look at that right angle cross of the unexpected. But it's that 28th gate third line, adventurism. And I think she has three activations of the 28th gate. It's about you have to find out what's important in your life, what has value, and you have to take risks to do
And
this.
you know what's important in her life, is, and she's in the quarter of duality. It's about finding a relationship with somebody that works. I mean, she's a third line. She's been in all these relationships, with Liam Neeson. She was briefly engaged to Dylan McDermott. She actually broke off, I thought this was interesting, her engagement with Kiefer Sutherland 3 days before the wedding. He obviously wasn't the right one. Then she actually married Lyle Lovett, who she divorced 2 years later. And then she was with Benjamin Bratt for 3 years. And then finally she meets this guy, Daniel Motor. He's a cinematographer. She marries him in 2002. 8 years later, she's happily married. She's got, three children. And I think, her purpose in life, and that's what she's really saying, because she's out there, with her Eat, Pray, Love movie. But, it is all about, motherhood. No surprise, she's got all of defense, right?
No, it's just curious that, would this person benefit from a reading where you could say, bonds made and broken, and you can have a long-term relationship, but it would be important to sleep in your own room, where you break the bond and remake the bond.
Well, I think in many ways it's interesting because she has the 47th gate 4 times, and so you think, well, is she really oppressed? And I mean, her parents divorced when she was 4. Her father dies when she's 10. But I think she's a great example of this third line of sustainability. Get back up, keep going, keep moving. There's somebody out there. I can find them. I'm going to take the risk and I'm going to break it off. I don't care that, I mean, 3 days before the wedding, and this was a big wedding, that was like really something to say, okay, we're not going to do this,
No, it's just so true with design. I mean, you look at that, the channel 59-6, fertility, mating, 59-2, shyness. And then the sixth gate, fifth line, oh, let's avoid conflict. And she is this shy, I mean, she's not that sex symbol type of
No,
person.
she's this all-American sweetheart, I mean, and Pretty Woman, I think, that is really her most famous movie of all. But yeah, there is this quality about her that she isn't so overt. It's innocent in a certain way, right? Yeah.
No, and I was actually surprised because when I was going and looking at the chart, I was thinking, there's a Julia Roberts that most people don't know, the 31-5 self-righteous.
I actually, in researching it, I don't think that's actually really true.
Right,
I mean,
selfishness, 27th gate, first line. This is her north node. Now, she's 43, so this is her north node. Selfishness,
well,
in that 27.
she's taken care of herself. I mean, that's clear. And but is, highly motivated at this tribal level. And it's interesting, she's got the 6447. And in all this research that I've done with these comedians, so many of the comedians have the 6447. And I think one of the things that people like about her is her humor. And she says, "Show me a person who doesn't like to laugh, and I'll show you a person with a toe tag." Right? I mean, she is, I mean, it's one of the things she's known for is that famous laugh of hers, Right? And so, you know, you've got that, then you've got the 31-7. She's a spokesperson for Earth Biofuels. I mean, she's one of the actors that's known, you know, to be environmentally conscious, right?
Uh-huh.
And so there's that, you know, that influence, you know, leading in that way. And then she's got this whole part of herself that's so involved, you know, with being a mother.
No, when I look at that 731 channel, the Alpha. You know, and you look at the seventh gate, first line, the authoritarian, and then that's where the 31-5, that's her design son, the self-righteous, you know. But the fifth line is also practicality. But, you know, this is not some shy, shrinking, violent type
she stands
of person.
Up. I mean, you know, she's been in a fight with her brother. Her brother is also an actor, you know, Eric Roberts. And she got in this huge feud with him, you know, when he was in a divorce and a custody fight. And she actually sided with the mother. So she hadn't talked to her brother for like 10 years, right?
Really?
And basically, yeah, that's that 31-5 saying, this isn't right, and,
right,
you know,
right.
I'm not even going to talk to you anymore,
right?
Right?
And my values with that 50-27, you have you've broken the laws of custodianship here.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
And, I too looked at that 47th gate. She has four activations of it.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the six line, futility.
I know, but it's like it just, I think it is this third line personality that's really, you know, kept her, you know,
right,
moving and sustaining her. And so she certainly isn't wallowing on all of it. She's laughing. I mean, you
right.
know, basically, I think she's learned, you know, that if you don't laugh, you're like really, really in trouble.
Well, you know, there hasn't really been good press about this last movie, this Eat, Pray, Love. I mean, I certainly haven't seen it, but... But, you know, I look at that north node there, third gate, second line, immaturity. But accepting, unrestrained acceptance of guidance, you know, that somebody, 17-4, misguided acceptance of, you know, guidance. So that I think she might have been directed or accepted the guidance of someone to do something that...
Well, you know,
she'll need a sense of humor to survive.
Well, you know, I mean, she had a great time because she took her whole family, and I think she says that she was basically really badgered to make that movie. I mean, that was going to be this big movie. They needed a big star.
Oh, really?
And who's the biggest woman?
Yeah.
You know, the most important woman. It's Julia Roberts. I think there was a lot of pressure on her to do it. She took her whole family with her, and they had a great extended vacation.
Right.
So the fact that the movie is like not doing so great, I don't think she frankly cares.
Well, you know, here she's 43, you know, so for an actress, it's like, okay, you're not going to be the ingenue anymore. You have to be this, you know, coming of age, this maturity, which, of course, that second line is immaturity, the third gate second line. But, you know, I think her willingness, that adventurism, the 28-3, okay, let's do it. Let's take a chance. Let's see, you know, so... But I was kind of surprised to see self-righteous, selfish, you know, when you look down the lines.
Well, I think she's a very strong person. I mean,
I
think that, you know, she really has, and again, like I say, you know, with her brother, if something's really not right, and again with this, you know, the 28-3, I mean, you know, it's got to have purpose, it's got to be
right.
meaningful. She's just not a casual kind of person in that way. Although she's a triple split, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot going on with her. You know, obviously she's really, you know, solid in her sacral. And it's
right.
all conscious.
Well, hopefully now she's found someone who's willing to struggle for purpose with her.
Well, I think she has. They're having a good time, I understand, you know. So you know, hooray for Julia Roberts.
Right. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
But oh, so much fun.
Yes. Well, say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.